This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero-sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe, and every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, February 23rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And here we go again. Here we go again. As you wake up on this Monday morning, and if you live pretty much anywhere on the East Coast, at least the Northeast, you're dealing with snow again. And not only are you dealing with snow again, it feels like we're going to have snow for a while. Snow dominated January, felt like it dominated February. It's really on quite the run. And now, once again, seems like it's going to dominate this week. So, good morning. I hope you are safe and warm wherever you are. Hopefully, you get to enjoy the snow day. But I have a feeling mostly nobody is. This last three months has officially turned me on snow. Unless it's snowing on Christmas Day, I'm no longer interested, not able to drive the car. Like, I'm officially in the James Seltzer camp of don't give me any snow. But not only is it here we go again with the snow, it's here we go again with the combine. As the combine officially kicks off this week, I think this will be my 15th year, like, being an Eagles reporter and covering the combine. But here's the bad news. It's my first year not being there. I was unable to make it to Indianapolis due to the snow. Flights canceled. Going to be doing some stuff in studio. Pretty sad about it. Although I'm happy to be home and safe and, you know, with Kristen and Kingsley. Like, still pretty sad that, you know, not covering the combine. But this week we will hear from Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman. Hear from them a lot about different items, different things that are you know, impacting the team. AJ Brown, the new coaching staff, free agents, and all that good stuff. So here we go again with the snow. Here we go again with the combine beginning. And here we go again with free agency. As in today's pod, we're going to take a look at 16 defensive ends that I think could make sense for the Eagles. Now, I doubt the Eagles will be super active in free agency, but they're going to sign some people. Last year, they didn't spend a ton of money, and they still signed 11 free agents. So I think you will see them add people. I just would be surprised if there was a big splash signing. But before we get into that, let's start with some news and notes you might have missed over the weekend. Maybe half the league was asleep because it really was not a ton that happened. It felt like a lot of what was going on was also shout out USA for the gold in hockey. That was a big news on Sunday. I'm sure you all know that. It'd be pretty wild if I just spoiled it for someone. Like, imagine you don't watch the game. You do everything you can to avoid it. And you're like, okay, I'm going home. Listen to the podcast. And you hear what happened. But I don't, hopefully that didn't happen. What a win by USA. So, all right, enough killing of time here. You can tell that I'm going to be snowed in for quite a bit. Let's get into the news and notes from the weekend. As you said, there was not a ton, but there was this piece of interesting news that came out, according to The Athletic, which is that Nick Sirianni spoke to Frank Reich about a potential job on the staff. The article writes, quote, "In fact, Reich's still getting paid by the Panthers because the year before the Colts fired him, he signed an extension that the Panthers picked up. They owe him through 2026. And after the season at Stanford, Reich, at 64, could have lived a good life and cashed his checks. He could have been an advisor to one of his coaching friends, such as Philadelphia Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, whom he discussed the possibility a couple of months ago. But the Jets presented an opportunity for a comeback, and Frank Reich is all about the comeback." So, Frank Reich almost joining the staff is interesting. But, you know, my main take away from this, really, and, you know, who knows what that role would have been. It might have been, you know, if it says a few months ago, to come in and try to help save the 2025 season. It could have been a role for the 2026 staff. I don't think it was going to be offensive coordinator, but it does seem like there was interest in bringing him in. My real takeaway from this is it just is an example that Nick Sirianni does have more power down there than people give him. Like, I know it's a big joke that, you know, Jeffrey and Howie pull the strings and Nick's just a puppet and it's Sean Mannion's offense, which we'll get into in a second. But I think this is another example. You look at the coaching staff that was hired. You look at the fact that there was talks about bringing in Frank Reich. It's obvious Nick does have say in what's going on there. And I would not have been a huge fan of Frank Reich being the offensive coordinator, having like a prominent role within the team. But I do think he can add something. If he would have been an advisor, having him in meetings, throwing ideas by him could have been a positive thing. But as we know now, he's going to be the Jets offensive coordinator, so he will not be in Philadelphia. But speaking of Nick Sirianni in the offense, Saquon Barkley was on ESPN this past weekend and talked about a few different things. One of which, though, was how excited he is to play in an offense like Sean Mannion's offense. So here's a clip of Saquon talking about his excitement for what he's seen so far.
McVay out there with the Rams. When you think about what you know about that system, how do you think it fits this team and specifically your game?
I'm super excited about it. I'm going on year 9, which is crazy to say. And I've had a lot of different coaches and head coaches and been a part of a lot of systems. And I don't think I really came across a system like this. And for me, it's just about, you know, it's refreshing. You get something new. You get to learn something new. You know, I got to meet him. We didn't really talk about X's and O's and kind of just really, you know, kept it just introduction and got to meet a lot of the new guys on offense. But as a competitor, you love it. You love the challenge of putting yourself in a new system and, you know, doing the things that you do really well and also things that you need approval on and that they're going to challenge us to do. And I feel like we are able to have that mindset as an offense and buy into that. I think the sky's the limit.
So Spike Eskin has this thing where he's joking about it now with Jared McCain, but it originated with Ben Simmons, right? When Ben Simmons was traded, it was a few years and people are like, when are you going to let this go? And his joke about it was like, when will I stop talking about it? When I die, that's when I stop. That's how I feel this season is going to be for me with Nick Sirianni, Sean Mannion, and the offense. And I'm going to try not to harp on it. But man, oh man, is it already killing me. It's like that clip right there is very exciting. I think Eagles fans should be excited. Saquon is excited about what he's seeing. It's something new that he's not been in before. There should be true excitement there. But it feels like this is a situation where everybody has dug themselves into certain corners. And maybe that's what I'm doing right now by having myself dug in a corner. But every reaction to this tweet was, oh, Kevin Petullo could never. He's so happy to be free of Kevin Petullo. Like, so there's so many thoughts on this. One, if we're just going to take what Saquon says at face value, then he also was super supportive of Kevin Petullo all year. But whatever. I'm not even going to get Petullo into this. Here's what's killing me in this. And honestly, if you're a Sirianni guy, it should kill you too. It is not Sean Mannion's offense. And I'm not saying this as a slight at Sean Mannion. Sean Mannion, I think, could be a good coach. I think obviously he's brought in because he has experience in the offense they want to run. But the idea that a 33-year-old coach that's been in the league for 2 years or as a coach and that was a backup quarterback his whole career has this like new innovative offense that they've nobody ever seen, I find it hard to believe. And I think what's going to kill me all year is this. Is yes, Sean Mannion is going to come in and help change the offense. But it is so abundantly clear that the offense is changing because Jeffrey, Howie, and Nick wanted it to change. And then if you wanted to say in those three, like Howie and Jeffrey maybe like did kind of push Nick in a certain direction, I think there is an argument there. But the idea that they're giving Sean Mannion control of the offensive scheme over Nick, I just think is crazy. So like, this is such a perfect example, right? Sean Mannion's offense. If you want to be more honest about it, we really could say it's a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan type offense, right? So it's going to kill me all year. All year it's going to kill me because people are going to say it's Sean Mannion offense. It's Sean Mannion offense. It's not a Sean Mannion offense. It's an offense the Eagles are trying to run and decided to run that Sean Mannion is going to help them implement and coach. That is what is going to happen this season. So maybe I need to stop harping on it. Maybe I'm snowed in too much. Maybe I need to stop reading the tweets. But it's killing me that everybody is saying a Sean Mannion offense. I just don't think it's a Sean Mannion offense. So Saquon, in addition to the Sean Mannion stuff, also talked about the clip or the wink heard around the world last week where A.J. Brown was on the podcast with Gronkowski and Edelman, two Patriots, and they jokingly said to a member, we're all Patriots, and he winked, and they all started to laugh, right? So Saquon was asked about that moment, right? And here's what he had to say.
I will say this. I do not want to speak for A.J. Brown. Love him as a teammate, as a brother. But he is a huge Patriot fan. he is one of those guys. Growing up, I was a Jets fan. My dad has a Jets tattoo. I was able to kind of, you know, move on now when I got to NFL. But he's always been a big Patriot fan. And I think this year, I think before Dallas, Tom Brady, he was throwing him the ball. So for him, that was like, he was like a kid in a candy store. But so that wink is it's just all fun and games. But I will give the inside scoop. A.J. Brown is a big Patriots fan.
All right. Well, I guess that's good to know. That doesn't mean Eagles fans should be panicked or anything like that because he loves the Patriots.
No, I don't think so at all.
I think it's a good answer from Saquon, probably because it's true. Like, AJ has always been a big Patriots fan. It's been obvious since he's gotten here. You know, just being around him, it's obvious he's a Patriots fan. You've seen him do it on social media. Saquon talks about it, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. AJ can be a big Patriots fan. That's no problem. But it's kind of like during the season where it's, I have no problem with AJ wanting the ball more. Like, all players want the ball more. Devontae wants the ball more. Saquon wants the ball more. Dallas Goedert wants the ball more. They all want the ball more. It's about how you handle it and how you show it. And AJ knows when he winked like that, it was going to be a big deal. AJ is smart enough to know that, right? So I think it's not an issue that he's a Patriots fan. I'd imagine there's only a handful of actual like born Eagles fans on the Eagles, just like there's only probably a handful of born Patriots fans on the Patriots, right? Now, maybe AJ will end up being one of those Patriots fans on the Patriots. But players are fans of different teams from growing up. That's just the reality of the world. Like I've said, imagine if you got drafted to the NFL by the Carolina Panthers. You'd probably love the Panthers because they're paying you millions of dollars, but you would be an Eagles fan at heart. It's just a matter of, the difference is how AJ went about creating a moment in a time where everybody's very on edge about if he'll be traded, very on edge about the possibility that could be to the Patriots. A lot of denial from people that they're not actually going to trade him. Like, it just wasn't the time to do it. So I think it's fine that he's a Patriots fan. I think Saquon's correct. Like, it's a well-known thing. It's the wink and how he handled it that was the problem with that clip. All right, complete shift of gears here before we get into the edges that they could sign. Jahan Dotson was on a podcast recently and was asked about Jalen Hurts' leadership. So Dotson was asked about it and, you know, really gave a glowing example of how Jalen has improved as a leader. So here's what Jahan Dotson had to say.
Is this version of Jalen the best leadership you had seen from him?
I would say so. My 2 years being here, he was way more vocal.
Yeah.
You know, we were challenging ourselves. The coaches were challenging us. And, you know, he was relaying those messages to us when we were tired. Tired in practice or tired in the fourth quarter, he was relaying those messages to us, and he was making sure that, you know, everything was a tight ship run. You know, he truly is, I feel like, one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He commands the attention of the huddle. He commands the attention of the room.
So that was on the Jordan Schultz podcast, NFL insider Jordan Schultz. And I think it's true. I think AJ. AJ is a vocal leader, but I think Jalen has or was a more vocal leader this year. And that's just not from off what Jahan Dotson said. It's from everything. Like what his teammates say, the clips that they showed. And I know the clips they show are, you know, not always like they want that out there. I get it. But I do think he was a more vocal leader this year. Even little things like seeing him hang out with people in the offseason, going to the team Halloween party. Like, I just think there were moments where you could tell Jalen was trying more to be a vocal teammate. And, you know, it feels like with every quarterback, we talked about this with Carson, you know, he needed to put his hand across the aisle, hang out with defensive guys and all that. And I think Jalen still has work to do in that area. But I do think he improved in that way going into next season. So, yeah, I just thought that was an encouraging clip. And what has not been a month of encouraging Eagles news, I thought maybe that was a good thing for you guys to hear on this snowy day. So, on the other side, we're going to get into our free agency preview, which is now at the edge position. And the edge position certainly is one that is up in the air for the Eagles. So, we'll get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This week, the PGA Tour's best players go primetime with TGL, presented by SoFi. In doubleheader action, Atlanta Drive takes on both Boston Common Golf and Los Angeles Golf Club, plus two primetime matchups on Tuesday. Keep up, it's golf. Tune in Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern only on ESPN, ESPN2, and the ESPN app.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it three times on the way back to the hotel, because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
So good, so good, so good.
New spring arrivals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Get ready to save big with up to 60% off Rag & Bone, Marc Jacobs, Free People, and more.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Because there's always something new.
Join the Nordy Club to unlock exclusive discounts, shop new arrivals first, and more. Plus, buy online and pick up at your favorite Rack store for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Okay, we're going to be previewing every position for free agency because they always add guys at different positions, right? Last year, they had Saquon Barkley. They still went and added A.J. Dillon. So we'll talk about every position, but we all know some positions are more important than others. And the Eagles certainly value some positions more than others. And other than the quarterback position, the lines are always what they value. Between the offensive, defensive line, it's probably even, but there is no question they absolutely value the edge position. That is what Howie Roseman came up on in the NFL world, valuing the lines, right? The offensive line, the defensive line. Andy Reid taught him that. Juan Castillo being with Jeff Stoutland. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Jim Johnson, Jim Schwartz, like all the great coordinators he's been around. Juan Castillo, the defensive coordinator. But the lesson is that when it comes to the defensive line, the Eagles are going to spend money. The question is, where are they going to spend that money and who are they going to spend that money on? So as we continue the free agency preview, let's look at some potential edges the Eagles could sign this offseason. But before we do that, let's look at where things currently stand with the team. So right now, they only have two edge players under they only have two edge players under contract for next season. That's Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith. Now, it does seem like Brandon Graham will probably be back. He has said he wants to be back. I would think he will be back on the roster. So you kind of have three. Outside of that, Jalen Phillips is a free agent. Josh Uche is a free agent. Azeez Ojulari is a free agent. Patrick Johnson is a free agent. So like they have a lot of guys that are not going to be back. The Jalen Phillips one is really where, like, let's start with that because that could be the big first domino to fall. Will they re-sign Jalen Phillips? I think they are going to re-sign Jalen Phillips. That as we kind of enter the week of the combine, and look, things could change this week. There could be news that he has a huge market and is going to get huge money, but I think they want to re-sign Jalen Phillips. I think they view Jalix Hunt and Jalen Phillips as their edges of the future. And one thing I would keep an eye on is, if they were to re-sign Jalen Phillips for big money and they bring Brandon Graham back, it would not completely shock me if they entertained trading Nolan Smith in the offseason. Not because they don't think he's a good player, but because if you look at all the guys they have coming up that they are going to have to pay, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Like, we can go on. There's 10 of them, right? And we'll see what they do with Reed Blankenship, N'Kobe, and those guys. But there's a lot of guys that are coming up on the defensive side of the ball that are owed big deals. Moro Ojomo. Nolan Smith is not one I'm sure that they want to give big money to. So I think in a world where they sign Jalen Phillips, and, you know, this is just a quick projection of what he could get. It looks like I would guess he'll get around $20 million, maybe a little bit more, with around $40, $45 million guaranteed. 27 years old, has had injury history, has played well. Like, there's a lot of different things going on with him, but he's going to get a decent amount of money, right? If they pay Jalen Phillips, now they don't have to trade Nolan. They could hold on to Nolan for another year and see what happens, right? But they could pick up his fifth-year option, which I think they probably will. So you would own his rights for two more years. But if you can sell high on Nolan Smith, and I think you're probably selling high on him now, even though he didn't have a great year, he's still pretty young. I think there's a world where you go with Phillips, Hunt, Brandon Graham, maybe a rookie, and then you sign somebody, and that's your edge group, and you cash in on Nolan Smith for a draft asset. But really, you avoid having to pay Nolan Smith big-time money. So maybe that's not this offseason. Maybe that's next offseason. But if they re-sign Jalen Phillips, I think Nolan Smith could potentially be on his way out in Philadelphia. So who are some edges that they could sign to bring in? Now, like I said, I don't think they're going to spend big money in free agency. I think they'll work to retain a lot of their guys, Jalen Phillips being one of those guys. But I think there are some intriguing options. So one would be, and I'll start with him, even though I don't think there's a good chance he signs, Khalil Mack. They wanted to sign him last offseason, didn't work out. He's worked with Vic Fangio, actually had a pretty good year last year. He's actually played quite a bit. 42 quarterback pressures last year, had 52 the year before. Now with Brandon Graham back, there's like some redundancy there. I think they thought last year he could be the Brandon Graham replacement. Like Brandon had retired, Khalil Mack could be that veteran voice that played for Fangio. I think with BG, there's some redundancy there. But if Khalil Mack hits the open market and is at a good price, I mean, maybe they would pick him over Brandon Graham. But we know Vic likes him. Vic always speaks highly of him. He's played well under him. Khalil Mack probably wants to go somewhere where he thinks he has a chance to win. I still think the Eagles are a place people will view that way. So Khalil Mack, maybe a name to keep an eye on there. Next one, Arden Key from Tennessee. Wow, that rhymes. So, by the way, of course, we're doing the emojis again. Khalil Mack gets the old man emoji at 35 and the money bag emoji because I don't think he's going to be cheap. Now, here's a problem I ran into with edge rushers. What emoji do you put for sacks, right? Like, or pressures, quarterback pressure. So I just picked the log, the wood emoji, because like they're bringing the wood, right? Like they're bringing they're hitting the quarterback. So Arden Key gets the wood emoji. Now he'll be 30 next season. It's a bit on the old side. Almost got the old man emoji. 6'5", 240 pounds, former third round pick, has played for the Raiders, has played for the Niners, the Jags, the Titans have been his home the past few seasons. 33 pressures last year, 39 the year before, has over 39 five straight seasons. So he's consistently getting pretty good pressure. Sack production also consistent, not great, but consistent, 4, 6.5, 6, 4.5, 6.5 the past few seasons. So I like the consistency. I think he can be a veteran guy that's not, you know, 35 like Khalil Mack and Brandon Graham. And I think, you know, 6'5", 240, former third round pick, there's draft pedigree in his body. I think you know what you're getting with Arden Key. So I'd like him as a veteran backup. Hassan Reddick would be hysterical if they brought Hassan Reddick in. Has not played that well since he went from the Eagles to the Jets and then to Tampa. 34 pressures last year, 26 with the Jets when he missed, you know, part of the season there. I don't think they'll bring him back, but I just don't think the relationship with him and the team is great. But he gets the old man emoji because we're all getting older, and it's crazy Hassan Reddick's the old man emoji now. And he still gets, I think, the wood emoji because he does still consistently get to the quarterback. Like, not a great year, but I think you can count on him to get to the quarterback still. Not to be great against the run, but I think they won't sign him, but he's an interesting option out there. If his market gets so bad, maybe they're like, look, we know his flaws, but we know his strengths too, and they bring him in. But I don't think he will be back. All right, one of my favorites here gets the star emoji, gets the money bag emoji, unfortunately, because I think he'll get paid. And then he gets the baby emoji because he's only 27. Boye Mafei from Seattle will be 27 during the season, has only played four seasons, all for the Seahawks, so you're getting him off of his rookie deal. 44 pressures last year, 47 the year before, 58 in 2023, so actually should get the wood emoji as well, too. So that's my bad. That should be on there. Has 8 total sacks the last two seasons, so he's getting to the quarterback a ton, not bringing him down a ton. He stayed healthy, 15-plus games in each of his four seasons. He's someone that if you pay instead of Jalen Phillips. Like if Jalen Phillips leaves, maybe you bet on the upside of Mafei. But I think he'd be a good signing. I think he has good upside, good pressure numbers, coming from a great defense. I think he's someone they should definitely have interest in if the price is right. All right. Another star player for me here that gets the upside emoji. And finally, we get a cheap emoji. Edges get paid. I don't think this guy will get a ton of money, though. Michael Clemens, 6'5", 263 pounds, just like a physical specimen, elite athlete for the position, has been with the Jets where really nobody can succeed. Will be 29 when the season begins. Fourth round pick in 2022, so still have some draft pedigree. 22 pressures last year, 23 the year before. Has improved the last two seasons after a slow start to his career, so that's intriguing to me. Sack numbers, not great, but 20 quarterback hits in 65 games. You know, he's not getting to the quarterback consistently, but once every three games, I think shows he has some ability to do it. Maybe in a better situation, better talent around him, he'll be able to really, he'll be able to get more out of that pure athleticism he has. So again, the upside emoji, the star emoji, and the cheap emoji, because I don't think he'll get a ton of money. All right, this is where, you know, talking about Hassan Reddick getting old. I loved this guy coming out of the draft, and it's crazy that he's already been in the league now, like 5, 6, 7 years. But, Ke'Lavon Chase from LSU has bounced around, will be 27 next season, first round pick in 2020, so it's crazy it's been that long. He's played for the Jags, Panthers, Raiders. It wasn't great for them. I looked like maybe I was wrong about him, but then the Patriots last year, he absolutely crushes it, has a breakout 2025 after a slow start to his career, 74 pressures last season after 29 the year before, 12 and a half sacks the last two seasons combined after only having five combined in his first four seasons. So he's really starting to come on, athletic, long, fast. I would sign him. I would pay to get him. And then even if you sign Phillips, you have Phillips, Hunt, Nolan Smith, Chase on, and then Brandon Graham can be your fifth kind of like play edge and go on the inside. It might make it tough to sign a rookie, but I think he would be a really good signing. It seems like he's really coming on and figuring out how to play the position. It took a while, which it does for some people, but I think he will be an excellent edge rusher next season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter tech pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter tech pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Speaking of guys that have ties to Fangio and also people think will be excellent next season, Bradley Chubb. Now, he gets the old man emoji. He'll be 30 next season. Gets the money bag emoji. He's going to get paid. The wood emoji, because he gets a ton of pressure. And then he gets the ambulance emoji, unfortunately. So Bradley Chubb is someone we've talked about on this pod. Obviously has played excellent football under Vic Fangio. Health is still a bit of a concern, obviously, because he missed all of 2024 with a torn ACL. Much like with Jalen Phillips, it'll impact his market as a free agent. But the good news is he did bounce back and play all 17 games in 2025. He has 19 and a half sacks in his last 33 games, 48 pressures last season, 70 in 2023. Obviously didn't play in 2024. He's someone that if you're bringing in, you are probably trading Nolan. Like, I don't think he's going to be a third end. And I don't think, I mean, I guess you could reconnect him with Jalen Phillips, but you want Jalex Hunt out on the field. And if Nolan's your fourth end, he's really probably not getting a lot of playing time. So I think it's not super likely. I think he'll get more than the Eagles want to spend, but an intriguing free agent. All right, now we get to some of the lower end, I think, guys, in terms of what they will make. So we'll fly through these a little bit. Charles Omenihu, from Kansas City, will be 29 next season. He's been on three teams in 7 years, Texans, Niners, and Chiefs. Kansas City the last 3 years, where he's really kind of started to come on a little bit. 34 pressures last season, 14 in 2024, 37 in 2023. Best season was 2023 when he had 7 sacks. Average numbers outside of that, he would just be a like little game, like a Josh Uche, you know, kind of Aziz Ojulari kind of contract, where maybe less than Ojulari, but you bring him in as basically a flyer and see if he can make good on some of his some potential he has shown. All right, this next guy I do like. He's a bit older, Samson Ebukam. I can never pronounce these names. That's been one thing about the free agency preview. It does expose my ability to pronounce names. But Wiltel turned 31 in May. Has played for the Rams, Niners, and Colts. Been in the NFL since 2017. Very healthy with 15, 16 games consistently. Unfortunately, tears his ACL in 2024. But 23 pressures last year. So he did bounce back a little bit. 48 in 2023, 50 in 2022. So he was coming on, has the injury, and then obviously wasn't as productive last year. But I do think that if with a full year to recover, he could be a good value signing. Again, similar to a Brandon Graham. I don't think he makes sense with Brandon Graham, but maybe in a different setting with a full year under his belt of playing, he can get back to some of those numbers. All right, this next guy gets a star, and it's not just because of his name, but Kingsley Enagbare from the Packers. Only 26 and just turned 26. 4 years in the NFL, all with Green Bay. 25 pressures last year, has at least 25 pressures every year of his four-year career. Despite consistently pretty good pressure numbers, he only has 11 and a half sacks in 68 games. You know, a lot of like 3, 2, 4.5. But I think has potential to be more. He gets the baby emoji because he's still very young in his career. Upside emoji, star emoji. And I give him the cheap emoji. I don't think he's going to get paid a ton. You look at what Spotrac projects. I don't think he's going to get a ton of money. So he's someone that I think, like, in what's not a strong free agency class, there is some upside in signing him. All right, another veteran type player here, Alquadin Muhammad from the Lions, 30 years old, from New Jersey, has played for the Saints, Colts, Bears, now back with the Lions the last two seasons. He's been really hit or miss in his career, had his best season by far in 2025, though, with 11 sacks, so good year to have it, becoming a free agent, but it's his first time ever in double digits and first time over 6, so has not gotten a ton of sacks in his career, really exploded last year. 53 pressures last year, 26 the year before. So just coming off of an awesome year, because outside of that, two seasons with more than 30 in 8 years. So you're probably paying a bit of a premium on him because he is coming off his most productive year. But who knows? Maybe he figured something out. So he could be an intriguing signing. All right, this guy, I think we've talked about on the pod before. Joseph Osai, 25, from the Bengals, will be 26 when the season starts, so gets the baby emoji. I give him the upside emoji, the star emoji, and the wood emoji, so we got a cha-ching five emoji player here. Third-round pick in 2021 NFL draft, has been consistent the last 2 years but hasn't broken out yet. 5 sacks each of the last two seasons, 43 pressures last year, 31 in 2024, so he's consistently getting to the quarterback, has played at least 14 games every year of his career, and 44 quarterback hits in 4 seasons. So to me, he seems like not a great one or two, but an elite three. So I think he'll be a good player. I'll be curious to see what his market ends up at. I do think he will get paid, but he's someone I think the Eagles should have interest in. All right, only three more here. A lot of intriguing edge rusher guys. DJ Wonnum from Carolina, 28, will be 29 next season. Played for both Minnesota and Carolina, 30 sacks in six seasons, 31 pressures in 2024, 26, and then 38 in the previous season. So he's consistently gotten good pressure. 59 quarterback hits in six seasons, so he's hitting the quarterback. Now, he has a tie to Chris Cooper in Minnesota. Obviously, Chris Cooper coached the offensive line, but he does get the emoji having crossed paths with Chris Cooper in Minnesota. So that's the Eagles like to sign guys that their players have, that their coaches have been around. So there are some intriguing options there. AJ Epenenza from Buffalo. And what's interesting to me about him is I could have swore you could have told me he was like 33. He'll be 28 in September, second round pick in 2020. So he hasn't been in the NFL quite a while. Bills, his entire career, 24 sacks in 91 games, 6-plus sacks in each of the last three seasons prior to 2025, when he only had 2.5 last year. So not coming off a great year, but he's a guy that's consistently gotten to the quarterback. I think he's a good depth signing. And then the final one, a guy I think they wanted at the deadline, didn't happen. They ended up getting Jalen Phillips. Arnold Ebukati, I believe it is, from the Falcons. Look that one up. That's the best I can make of it. Second round pick in 2022, 27 years old, has been very healthy with 16 plus games each of the past few seasons, 17 the last three. Never had big sack numbers, but six of the last previous, sorry, never had big sack numbers. I'm trying to read my own writing here. With only two last year, but six of the each previous two, and then 2.5 as a rookie. So two seasons of around two seasons of six sacks, 25 pressures last year, almost 40 in 2024. And he's someone they wanted at the deadline. So he gets the baby emoji, the wood emoji, the upside emoji, the star emoji, cha-ching, a five emoji player, because I think he will get paid as well. So, like I said, I think the first domino to fall is Jalen Phillips. What will they do with him? Is Brandon Graham back? But I do think they will bring in an edge. It might be a cheap edge, but they'll bring in an edge kind of like they did last year. And I think those would be some good options. So maybe you're listening to this as you're shoveling out your car. And if you are, I'm sorry to hear that. But hopefully the snow melts soon and we can get back to getting back to some of our, you know, springtime clothes. It's time to bring out the springtime jackets. I think we're all excited for that. So go out, enjoy your day. Until next time. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.